It's been a while in germinating, I have to say. It goes back a good decade or more, and at the time I'd spent some time working within AusAid and was the senior aid officer in Bangkok. And I saw face-to-face the programs that I was running there on particularly people trafficking and took me to places like into the opium fields in the Wahr in Burma and so on. But my youngest son, Tom, was born there. In fact, he considers himself to be Thai. And they've seen the compared their affluence to poverty in the region. And leaving AusAid and moving on with other careers and whatever else. And about a year ago, I decided to sort of finish up for 24 years in the public sector at a senior level, but wasn't having fun anymore and wanted to actually get back and do something that was of value and set up my own business. But I also took the chance to think about what more could I do, you know, to give something back and focus on poverty. And so at the time, decided the idea of 10%, and my wife runs her business as well, and she had started to have the conversations about it, and we decided that for both of our business, so all income that comes into the house, we park 10%. So it's an easy calculation. Every time there's an invoice comes in, we park 10% in a GST account and then 10% into a donation account. And then it was this program and your interview with Dick Smith about the Australia's wealthiest not donating that sparked me to think, what could I do here?
The 666 has had an impact.
Absolutely. It's all down to you.
Dick Smith, perhaps.
And Dick Smith, he had something to do. But I went away from that interview and looked, did some research to see who else might have been doing it. I mean, it's not a new idea. Churches have been doing it for centuries.
And the wealthy used to do it.
And the wealthy used to do it. They do it in the US. Mm. They don't do it here. So I found the organisation Giving What We Can in the UK. And it's an organisation that's not affiliated with any religions. It's not affiliated with any charities. It doesn't take any money. It doesn't handle any money. It just has like-minded individuals who want to get together and do something to stop poverty.
But Stephen, just from, you know, you work for AusAid and you work as a public, so I'm putting you in the middle class there. You're not uber wealthy.
Not uber. But
you can afford it.
Yeah, we can afford it. We can afford it. And what's interesting is if you actually look at the average Canberra salary, it's about 70 grand from the census. That places the average Canberran in the top 0.5% of the world's wealthiest. That average salary is 55 times higher than the average global salary. And so even pretty average people, when you compare to the world, the population, the poverty that's out there, can actually do something. And, you know, part of the philosophy is, you know, not everyone can give 10%, but you can give. And what's really important as a flip side is focusing on the impact of what you're giving, really looking at what makes a difference. Like educating women and girls, for example, which is for our family something that we focus on quite a lot.
I'm going to do the verboten question that journalists are not supposed to do. How does it make you feel?
It makes you feel good. It makes you feel really good. It makes the kids feel really good because they've donated. They're circus performers in town, and they do a lot of busking, and the young one's quite cute, so he gets quite a lot. From time to time, if there's a particular cause on,
these
boys.
How old are your kids?
One's 10. He's the young one, the cute one.
I'm sure they're all cute.
My 14-year-old will hate me for saying that. But they both busk and earn money, and from time to time, it's not something we enforce on them, but from time to time, when there's something that's passionate, they give as well. And as a family, we make the decisions as to where the money goes. And I think it's because they've seen it themselves. They've travelled through Southeast Asia. They understand what it is like. For them, going on holidays is not about going to a glitzy city. For them, it's going, you know, it's a, oh, why aren't we going to Asia? Why aren't we going to a village? Why aren't we seeing this? That's what they want to see. That's what they want to do. And so, you know, it is a real sense of a satisfaction of actually doing something.
So this 10% is part of their education as well.
It's part of their education, absolutely.
An extraordinary story. Stephen Walker is with me, and we'll be one of the speakers at TEDx. You can hear how good he is, and I'm sorry that you can't get tickets. He's launching the Canberra chapter of the International Society Giving What We Can. So what's your message to people listening to this? If you were inspired by listening to the radio?
I think it's when you look at the contrasts and it is about thinking about giving. You know, you look at the contrast of there's 1.1 billion in the world who are undernourished. There's 1.5 billion who are overweight. That doesn't make a lot of sense. It's about realizing how well off we are in Canberra, and I'm targeting and challenging the Canberra audience. And if you can, it's about giving 10% and committing to do that for the rest of your working life. But if you can't, you know, it's giving what you can and then focusing on where you give it. Make an impact. Have a look and do the research and look at who's having the biggest impact.
So your focus is on women?
Right now, within our family, it's on women and girls and educating women and girls. And we know from my background, for every woman that rises out of poverty, she brings four people with her. And, you know, an educated woman is less likely to die in childbirth, more likely to have healthy babies, more likely to educate her children, and more likely to be able to protect her children from HIV, from trafficking, from exploitation. So for our family, that's where we focus at the moment.
So people would find giving what you can online?
Absolutely. It's givingwhatwecan.org/Canberra.
All right.
As Australia's first chapter.
Look, you really have put your money where your mouth is.
Absolutely.
It's one of those. I don't know if Dick Smith's listening, but he's probably delighted that you've been. I think his target was more up in the the other zone.
Absolutely.
Of the really, really wealthy Australians, but you consider yourself one of the wealthy Australians. And,
absolutely.
And what a fantastic story. And thank you so much. And good on you for taking part in TEDx as well.
No, thanks for giving me the time. Thanks,
all right,
Alex.
That's Stephen Walker. And Stephen is the coordinator of the Canberra chapter of Giving What We Can.